couple things off now.
Good.
Now that I got more station, they gave me a digital box thing. So I got a lot more stations, so I'm able to watch CNN and Fox and some of those I couldn't watch before.
So you haven't seen them in years?
Well, not very much.
Right.
Can I, Bob, can I just interject?
Yeah.
Dave, when you watch these shows like Fox or CNN, the bias is very different.
Uh-huh.
More conservative or more liberal, et cetera.
Yeah.
Do you take a do you react to these different shows and have your favorite bias or do you watch?
Well, I guess I could say that I can tell the difference of awareness and the difference of controlled thought. It happens on all of them, but. Because my opinion of all those is very, very low, you know.
Of everybody, you don't have any.
Even the minds of most men that I have are very, very low because they're so captivated in thought that their vibrations always stay below a million vibes per second.
Yeah.
Whereas we can experience up to once every 4 quadrillionth of a second, but. If you tune into thought and stay in thought, even in your own mind, then that's low vibes.
Yeah. Well, when you're experiencing it a quadrillionth perception, you're outside of the realm of thought. But then that would feed back and inform your thinking, I suppose.
Well, it wouldn't feed back. It's like it's so superior that there's no feedback. It overwhelms the ridiculousness of thought.
Hmm.
In a sense, it's like thought can't reach there, and I don't bring any thoughts back to it from anywhere.
But it informs you with wisdom or perception of what's
with
really
clarity
going on.
Is about all. You know, in other words, when it gets clarified, then the significance of many of these things fall away, even if they're noise.
Yeah.
You know, even though there's the noise of the mind and the noise of the media and all the rest of it, that when you are tuning in to such a manner, then what is significant remains, but most of it is not significant and therefore does not remain. It just sort of is a hollow echo of nothing.
Why do you survey the cable news stations if it's all, you know, meaningless thought?
What?
Why do you survey the cable news stations at all? Why bother?
Just to see what they're doing. I see
how stupid they are.
I wouldn't even watch television at all.
Right.
Except for the notion of keeping track of what's going on, and here and there I find some things that actually do amuse me.
You know.
But most of it is the only reason to watch it, in my case, is just to be aware of what people are doing. Sometimes what they're doing to each other, how they're manipulating and all the rest of it. So I keep track of it's sort of like a tracking of what is going on,
yeah.
Whether I like it or not. It is what is.
Yeah, well, by bringing your attention to these matters, are you affecting any kind of, are you having any effect
myself?
On the situation? Apart from your personal amusement, are you having any effect on the greater situation by bringing
more
your awareness?
More than you would know. It's quite complicated and quite simple that you know the principle that I forgot who it was, the scientist who discovered that when scientists are viewing a project, their consciousness is changing the project as they're trying to find out the truth.
Yeah, people often cite Heisenberg on that.
Yeah, I think so. And so that's the same thing. It's like if you watch it, see, I have, shall we say, I have more effect on live shows.
Live, L-I-V-E?
Yeah, when it's live, because everything else is delayed.
Yeah.
And even the live shows, many of them are 6 seconds delay. And so you have to be so aware that what you do is place your consciousness 6 seconds before it comes out. And so consequently, sometimes I'm aware of what they're saying before they say it. It's almost like I jump in behind their faces as they're saying it, because I've got a 6 second. It's a trip.
Well, that's all for me for now. Bob, you're in control.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we had this interchange. It's really good.
Yeah, well, I look forward to talking to you more in the future, but we got to get these recordings done.
All right. Thank you. It's Scott, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to make sure I keep things straight. All right.
Bob, are you there? Oh,
yeah.
Bob, okay, so...
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go towards what Dave said hours from now, you know, days from decades.
Oh, you're practicing jumping. Yeah, okay.
No, what you just said is good. Well, Scott's got the basic there. We'll come back to that point.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's a feedback.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yes.
Well, see, I suggested that I wanted to speak with you privately because I had questions, but then I thought, let's see how many answers are unfolded in your dialogue with Bob first, and that'll save me the trouble.
That's true. You know, when I used to give trances, and there would be like a dozen people, each one had a different question. And so I would go into trance, and then Chris Vern, who was my energizer, in other words, he stayed outside and kept the energy balanced in the room and sent energy toward me when I needed it. But in a sense, he was sort of joint trancing with me. There were various times when there'd be a pause, and he would jump in and says, "Is this so and so?" And it was exactly it, you know.
Right.
So now, why am I saying it's? Anyway, when these various people were there in the room, and they all had questions, and the energizer would ask, "Does awareness have an opening message?" Well, sometimes an opening message would turn out to be a half a page long when it was typed out, or sometimes even longer, but sometimes it was just a few lines. But the reason I'm mentioning it is very, very often, every question was answered in the opening message. And the guys would come on, they had a question to ask, they said, "Well, you've already answered, but... can I ask this one?"
Right.
And then they'd... So that's kind of the way it goes. The persons focusing on the thing, on their questions, as I'm coming in with an opening message, just fitted together, you know.
Right. Hey, I do have one thing that I want to interject before we get started. This isn't to put you or Bob on the spot. I'm just curious. You know, Bob has his own work that he's doing on the side apart from the he's interviewing you about your work, which is very important and necessary.
And what is that?
Well,
I have no idea.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if you had any inclination or awareness as to whether or not Bob is a significant player in terms of the unfolding of events on this planet.
Well, I think so, because for one thing, we're co-creating, and we're watching the vibes as they go or don't go, and so I would have to say yes. from that standpoint. I know a lot, you know,
right.
here bits and pieces here and there, but I have speculated various times and been accurate, but I don't tend to speculate. For one thing, it distracts me to do so, and it may interfere with him to do so. See, I have a phrase that I even apply it to my worker who comes here, and his mother, and he sometimes have problems, and one time I talked to her, and I said, well, I just let him be. And she says, but I'm his mother. and I said, and I'm not. You see, but the idea is I found, like with this guy, he has a very good structure, and he's very natural, and he has a grasp on a lot of stuff. And we have a lot of good dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to his working in my house, I never tell him what to do. Two or three times in 10 years, 8, 9 years, something like that, where I would tell him something to do, I noticed a little click. And even a few times, he said, well, I'll do that tomorrow. And I knew that that was something that had nothing to do with us, but was something to do with his past and maybe with his mother. I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so what I find is he is aware enough to pick up on what needs to be done and does it before I even have to ask. On most everything. If there's something in particular, I'll mention it indirectly. I don't point the energy straight at him. Because I know I have so much power that very often when people ask questions of me and I answer directly, the power that comes is so much that then they got to shut off to figure out what the hell is that power before they could do anything further. And so I know not to do that. I've worked very hard on it for 40 or 50 years to be very careful of, but believe me, when I need to and I do focus that power, I do get results. And sometimes, if not through that person, but the person way up the line who's really responsible. It just goes right. And, of course, I used to use a phrase, even to Chris. I'd say, when I'm working on this, you better step out of the way. You better not be in the way of my move. I said, I'm not going to have any of that. If you're standing in the way of my move, because if I'm going to make the move, it's going to come through and it's going to hurt you if you're standing in the way of that energy.
Yeah,
and so we had that working relationship.
Well, that actually brings up one more question, an observation. The observation being that I remember earlier when we began these talks, you said that you learned very early on that not to use your powers for personal gain. Yeah, for yourself, that would end up hurting you and would not be constructive use of your power. Bob produced this radio show called Who's Forgotten Furry Lint, and he put
I remember. I have a tape of that, and I think some of my stuff is on it.
Yeah, there's an excerpt.
He's still doing it?
Well, no, that's a complete project in itself.
Oh, that was way back when.
Yeah, but there's a audio clip on there of you mentioning that you. There was something going on that was problematic. It was either going to be problematic for you personally or problematic on a larger scale. And
yes.
you said you could make, I think, 5 moves on your chessboard. It was 5 or 7 moves, and that would cost people billions of dollars, and they probably knew better not to mess with you on that level.
You know what happened?
What?
Do you know what happened?
What happened?
Bob, tell him.
The Space Challenger blew up on January 26th.
All right, when did I make this statement that you recorded and you put it on the air on Friday?
Yeah, week
and
before.
The following Monday was when the space shuttle blew up.
Yeah.
And I did not make a statement about what would happen. It was only that if I had to make that many moves, it was going to have an effect on America caused by America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you know what happened?
Go ahead.
Reagan was giving the State of the Union address the day the shuttle went up. And he wanted to talk during the State of the Union message about the teacher. They didn't want the shuttle to go up as early as it did because it was too cold. And it needed to be warmer. It was probably only a few degrees warmer, but it needed to be warmer because the rings around the control of the something or other wouldn't hold. Well, they made them go up early, and that's what caused the space shuttle to blow up, because those rings blew. If they waited till it was proper timing, if you interrupt the order of cosmic things for your convenience of something else, then it may blow up, and therefore the significance you wanted to make out of it is gone.
Yeah, so Reagan interfered for personal reasons. And
well, whether he did or someone around him, at least they were trying to make sure that he could make this statement. He may have just said, well, I want to talk about her. And they said, well, she's not up yet. Well, then send her up, you see.
Yeah.
I don't know what did that, but the whole idea of what was said by me is that forces were moving in such a manner that in order for me to survive, that I would have to take certain steps.
Yeah.
You want to hear about something else that's wild that's going on right now?
No, let's get that. We got to start taping, Dave. We have a schedule here, so let's hold that.
Well, okay.
May I hear that?
Bob, we got to hear this one last thing.
No, that'll be at the end of our session. I don't want to talk about the
What's the difference between the beginning or the end?
Big difference.
If you're worried about the time, we don't have any more time.
Yeah, stop wasting time. Come on, let's
We should have been recording all this.
Yeah, we did. But we will get it on tape. We're going to go over this. I remember everything that's said.
All right.
So we will, probably today's session will end with Dave talking about today. See, that's what we do.
Oh, I don't know whether I'd like that because it's so heavy. I'd rather leave on a light note, but.
Yeah, well, we'll do that, then leave on a light note. Okay, so let's get going, Scott.
Okay, hold on.
All right.